Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
I don't even know what happened. I just sneezed all over the table, and I'm sorry.
Literally, it was like a perfect storm.
I want to apologize.
It was a fucking Moby Dick wave all over this desk.
No, it was more like when you go to SeaWorld and sit in the front row.
It's the splash zone.
And you were the only person in the splash
zone. I'm the only one in the splash zone. Like, still drinking the cider, even though I'm, like, pretty sure.
I think there's probably 3 drops of snot in your cider right now. If we're being, like, real about this.
If we're being honest, there's, like, 1,000 microbes in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's snot all over me. All over my many documents that I prepare for these episodes.
Sick to my fucking stomach.
You fucking gross, snotty slut bag.
Garbage person from waste management.
And the
living
irony...
inside of a friggin' nasal passage.
You don't even have a travel pack of tissues to your name. Couldn't buy a Kleenex.
Sack of snotty shit.
That's my new favorite insult. You snotty slut.
You snotty slut.
You two-faced Southie snot.
Two-faced snotty slut.
Yeah. Two-faced snotty snot. Fuck.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 11 of episode 0.
Hashtag episode 0.
We're all over the internet now.
If you look up the hashtag episode 0, it shows my posts where I advertise things, and I should include links.
Is that like how the internet works?
Yeah, it is.
Things
yeah.
are like connected through hashtags. I thought hashtags were just so people could like say funny things
mm-hmm. no.
when they felt like labeling something mm-hmm. in the moment.
Did you know that if you just say hashtag and then something after, it immediately links it to your Instagram page?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how robots
It doesn't work. Surprise me at all. I mean, it's because of that chip in my arm, right?
Mm-hmm. Big data, etc.
Big data.
Target. I think Target's hashtag the only person. I think Target's the only person collecting big data on me. Because they're the only people who really know what I want.
Yeah. I guess we're all being tracked.
They know all the Merona tops, I want to say.
And then when you accidentally walk into the maternity section, which happens to me all the time,
many Liz Lang dresses have been bought.
Liz Lang. Hashtag Liz Lang. Hashtag I look amazing. Hashtag maybe my stomach is just naturally big. It's not a big deal. Hashtag who cares.
Hashtag big data.
Big data. And Target is also sponsoring us now.
Well, Target also, like, asked me if I want to buy diapers. It's like, you bought a Liz Lang dress.
Based
would you
on
like,
all the items that you've purchased.
Would you like baby ass wipes?
Yeah. They did, like, a trifecta of, like, items, too.
Yeah.
To lead to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I bought that applesauce that comes in a pouch.
That's why.
It's delicious.
Yeah. The combo.
They understand.
You have the trifecta. Anyway, if you haven't joined us before... The premise of our show is that we pitch hypothetical TV shows mm-hmm. and we riff on them.
Yep.
So, I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yeah, welcome.
Welcome. We're finally in the same room together, which is nice. Normally we do this long distance, but...
It feels good. Let me tell you.
It's just right.
It feels right. Right as rain.
Right as rain. Took you a while to come up with that.
No, I was like savoring the words.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
It's right as the rain showers that falls on the ground. Oh, it's delicious.
So, yeah.
So, Carolyn, I have an idea for a show.
Okay. Lay it on me.
I'm, like, so excited about this. This is, like, the show that I want to watch. I don't want to make it. I just want it to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just watch it and get obsessed with it and, like, devote 4 years of my life to it.
Or, like, one bad afternoon.
Yeah. One really shitty week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a huge fan of apocalyptic drama.
Mm-hmm. Like any red-blooded American.
Yeah, hashtag apocalypse is real. Hashtag...
America.
Yeah. So with apocalypse shows and movies, there's always, like, a clear threat.
Mm-hmm.
It's very obvious, like, why human existence is threatened, right? So yes. It's like, you know, oh, like, zombies, obviously, like, mm-hmm. are killing us. Or, like, obviously, like, there's a meteor, so we're all gonna die.
Lack of food.
Yeah.
Crops.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no new children are being born. Like, there's one ridiculously large wave that's gonna kill us all. Like, you know, or, like, aliens. Or, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens don't like us, and we're gonna die, you know. Or, like, climate change.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's, mm-hmm. it's like everyone knows why they're gonna die. And then the next step is, like, okay, mm-hmm. let's figure out how to, like, overcome or fight or contain this threat.
How do we kill the wolves?
Right. But in this scenario, the threat is unknown. So, it's like an apocalypse show where no one knows the source of the apocalypse, and people are just suddenly dying with no explanation, mm-hmm. and it's happening more and more rapidly, like, all over the world. But it doesn't seem to be, like, a virus. Like, it's just, like, it's not a virus movie. It's just, like, an unclear...
You, like, come into the movie as they're discovering it's not a virus, because they've already done that plot point.
They've already done the whole,
it was a virus, mm-hmm. and you're coming in as they're like, it's not a virus.
Right, because, like, when you start watching the show, you can't be like, oh,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
another,
it's obviously, like, a fucking virus.
Another
virus.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Done.
So everyone's trying to figure out, like, the common thread between these, like, mm-hmm. random deaths. And, like, I don't know, maybe that's, like, what it's called, like, common thread or something, but it's something more... cool mm-hmm. than that, but that, like, concept.
That's our working title. Yeah, that's exactly. What goes on top of the thing.
Exactly.
Let Steven Spielberg figure out
the
title.
Yeah, let the big shots come up with that name.
Let Scorsese
figure it out. So, it all comes down to, like, this unexpected crack team of, like, amateur logicians.
What's a logician? Professional logicians, let alone amateurs.
So, like, a professional logician would mm-hmm. probably be.
Can I guess?
Yeah, why don't you use your context clues and see if you can figure out what
logician.
That word means.
Logician. So I'm assuming they're able to somehow conjure up something, because the only shins I know.
It's not a magician. It's a loge. Think about loge. What does loge mean? Like, L-O-G.
Like...
Come on.
Spill your loge.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. Logic. So these are people who are like...
Lodge.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. So these are people who are experts in logic. Like they...
Oh, like friggin' Mensa.
Yeah. Yeah. Which and therein lies why we are not in Mensa. So, yeah, they're like... You know, but they're amateur. They're not like, you know... I don't know. Like friggin' Harvard professors or whatever.
Friggin' Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Or maybe they were like... like pre-apocalypse, but now, like, it's gone so far that, like, there's only, like, a limited amount of humans on the Earth.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, in some ways, like, it's an easy apocalypse to survive because there's lots of resources to go around, but in other ways, it's, like, also, like, all these, like, systems and, you know, infrastructure starts breaking down because there's not enough people to, like, maintain.
And it's not like, and it's not like it killed one type of person. Like, it's like,
no,
there are still dumb people and smart people.
Yeah, there's a big variety. It's totally random. It's absolutely
mixed
random.
Bag, okay.
Yeah, and that's part of what they're analyzing. Like, you walk into, like, their warehouse that they, like, you know, figure this shit out in,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, it's not just, like, magazine clippings, like, beautiful mindset. It's, like, they also have, like, elaborate, like, models and, like, you know, they have, like, janky computers that they, like, fixed up, and they have, like, old texts from, like, libraries that they scavenged, and, like, you know, like, they're, like, really smart, and they're, like, living through this crazy time.
It looks like the home of Wally. Wow.
Yeah, they're, like, maybe they do have, like, a robot, like, running around, you know?
It's like they've collected the things that, like, tell our history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And then, like, people around the world start to, like, know about them. Like, maybe they don't even realize that they're starting to be known because maybe they're transmitting, like, radio something or like, if there's still an internet, like, over the internet.
Friggin' Will Smith, iRobot.
Yeah. And then, like, I want someone to, like, come in, like, halfway through season, you know, 2 or 3
mm-hmm.
and, like, be, like, you know, they, like, knock on the door and they're, like, what? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And they come in with, like, a rust sack and a bag of, like, cell phones and canned soup. And they're like, I've traveled 800 miles to find you. Like, the logicians. And they're like, we are the logicians.
We are the logicians. Can it actually just be the old cast of Ghostbusters?
Sure. Yeah. But I wanted to be like an eclectic group mm-hmm. that would never otherwise like work together and be in the same place.
Never otherwise been brought together. Yeah. Is there one godfather of them all? Because I feel like that has to happen. Like a person that's collecting these logicians.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, someone who, like, brings them together.
A Morgan Freeman type character.
But maybe we don't know who he is. He's, like, behind exactly. the scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even know he exists until the, like, final season or something.
Shit.
Tight.
Shit! All right, proceed.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, like, they're all extremely quirky and real, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they're, like, insanely hot because, like, you have to be on an apocalypse drama.
Of course.
Drama. But they look terrible. Like, they're so hot, but you have to, like, make them look bad.
Mm-hmm. You gotta monster that shit up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn that Charlize Theron into a serial killer.
Yeah, so, yeah, dang. And, yeah, it's, like, in the very immediate future. And I want them to be in, like, some weird town that you've never heard of in, like Idaho or mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's next to Boise.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, and then I want them to also, like, in later seasons, like, find another group that's like them, but they're like really far away. They're in like Papua New Guinea or something, and they're like, they find this other like group of people that's in this random place, and they're like, you're trying to figure out too, and then they like merge their data.
We found the logicians of Djibouti.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I was thinking about like what it actually ends up being in the end, like the reason they discover why everyone is dying.
# spoiler alert, if you don't want to know the answer to this show, get off the podcast now.
# spoiler alert, # this show is real. Because like I want them to discover it.
The Logicians is such a cool name.
Yeah. Because people don't know what it is and they're going to look it up. Yeah. They'll be like you.
They'll be like me and they'll be like,
Yeah. And it sounds like magicians.
Friggin'
like,
David Copperfield.
Yeah. Love it. So, like, yeah, I want them to find out what it is in the end. I don't want it to, like, blue ball everyone, like, lost. Like, I want it to be like, you know, they figure out what it is. So I was trying to figure out what the thing that was killing everyone would be. And at first I was like, maybe it's something, like, totally mundane and stupid, like, it's only people who chew, like, Trident gum or something. It's, like, it was, like, such a stupid thing that they couldn't possibly figure it out. But then I was like, no, like, it's so anticlimactic, and this isn't a joke. Yeah. This is, like, a real show.
It's a real show.
So, like, you know, I don't want it to be stupid like that, but I also, by the same token, don't want it to be, like, really, like, dramatic and dumb, like, you know, it was, like, anyone who had regret in their heart.
Oh, shit. Like,
it was anyone who didn't care for the
environment.
Oh, I want to
punch you in the face.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it to be that. I want it to be, like, amazing and mind-blowing, and that's the part that I'm missing.
Okay, I just had a thought, and this is, like, where it's going to get political.
Dang.
It's going to get deep.
All right, I'm ready.
Where it's, like, eventually they figure out it's, like, something that, like, humans have, I mean, like, I guess this is one of the things that they would have maybe tested early on, but, like, something to do with, like, environmental something. Like, at first I was like, oh, it should be, like, people getting, like, BPA poisoned, and they're like, I knew we shouldn't have been reusing those water bottles.
Anyone who's had, like, a Poland Spring water bottle in their car for, like, 4 weeks, yeah, they'd
like,
just suddenly die.
He was like, yeah, I've been drinking out of that for 6 months. And I was like, Dad, you're dying. That's it, you're done. The smart water bottle.
Your heart is made out of plastic.
That's it, it's over. So I was thinking, like, it could be something, like, where it's some kind of environmental thing. Like, it's something like, oh, we didn't even realize that, like, us doing that. Like, we knew that that was bad, but we didn't realize the other repercussions. Like, tertiary repercussions
tertiary,
of that.
Tertiary,
yeah. That's right. Look it up.
Yo, Mensa, I guess they missed you, Carolyn. Reapply. Maybe they didn't get your application.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I sent it on Dropbox.
Google Drive.
Did I not attach my resume?
Yeah, you sent the email, but no resume.
This email should have an attachment. Do you still want us to send?
Send!
Just send it! Let them know I'm here!
Get out of my life!
So anyway, there's some kind of tertiary consequence to some major thing that major pollutant that we've been putting into the earth, and that's why, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, yeah, so, like, then the theme, the whole, like, the kicker of the show is, like, man destroying man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've done it, we're doing it to ourselves.
It has a green angle.
Yeah, it's reflective, it's predictive.
But I think that it, like, shouldn't... Or it'd be cool, like, as the show was going on, if there were tiny little hints going on that, like, there was something like that happening.
Yeah, well, and then... I definitely want this to be a show where, like, there are 8 million Reddit threads of people just being like, oh, I think it's this! Mm-hmm. And, like, citing, like, all these different, like, you know, moments.
Yeah.
And I want there to be, like, also... Like, I did love how Lost did, like, flashbacks of, like, where people were, like, where they were in their lives, like, before... They got there. So, you know, I want that to be a part of it, too. Like, you get these flashbacks into their lives, and then maybe during the flashbacks, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, damn, like, he did something, or he said something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. So, yeah. I like that, and that brings out in lots of other characters and mm-hmm. lots of opportunities. I think this is the Lost of our day. Not mm-hmm. that Lost wasn't in our day. But the Lost of this decade. Yeah.
We're too young for Lost.
What? Lost whatever. Aired when we were in college.
Yeah. We're not young enough to be part of that generation. But it's just Snapchatting and going to major laser concerts on acid. We watched Lost.
Spoiler alert, Snapchat's the thing that's killing everyone. Everyone between the ages of like 11 and like 27 are dead.
Damn it, I'm gonna die. I'll be the first to go.
That's it. It's over. Tweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world tweet, tweet. In the seven seas.
Tweet, tweet.
Everybody's
tweeting at something.
Tweeting at us.
Well, folks, you know what that means.
It's tweet time.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Twiddly, twiddly, tweet.
So we got an amazing tweet mm-hmm. from Claire MR out in Chicago. Shout out.
Shout out.
Claire MR says, at Episode Zero Podcast, a one-hour dramedy about woman with never-ending dating and relationship struggles whose job is to get sex-averse zoo pandas to breed. Yeah, we need to just, like, laugh for a good minute.
I like that it's a one-hour dramedy.
Yeah, it can't be, like, a serious thing. Like, you gotta get this over
no,
in one
yeah,
hour.
You couldn't possibly tell her story in 27-minute chunks.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, like, is this, like, a Lifetime kind of show? Like, it's, like, a sappy thing? Or is it, like an actual, like, funny thing?
I think this is something that, like... I think this is something that a seriously talented comedian who's, like, good at comedy and drama takes on and, like, turns into a very complex piece. Mm. Because I think the descriptor is, like, inherently riddled with the potential for lotsies mm-hmm. and many compromising positions.
Yeah.
But I think that a really talented actress could take this to the next level.
I agree.
And really turn it into something worthy of a one-hour dramedy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there should be, like, some sort of poignant thing at the end. I love the idea of even, like, that person who works at the zoo. Like, first of all, it's just a funny job. Like, your job to, like, get pandas to breed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, also, like, people who work at zoos. Like, that in itself could be its own show. Like, just about, like, people who work at Susan. She could be one of many characters. Well, I mean, like...
Yeah, no, she definitely has a team. She has a team, because, I mean, first of all, any zoo that has a panda, there's a lot... There's
it's a serious zoo.
Yeah, it's like a friggin' zoo. You know, Bow Bow in the DC Zoo, you know, is not effing around. The team that helps Bow Bow...
Bow Bow's got at least... Yeah. He's rolling 60.
Oh, yeah. But what I also like is this woman... So, when I was just trying to think, like, who is it that, like, they would come in? It's not, like, a Dr. Ruth that comes in and, like, is, like, you know, like, let's...
No, maybe she's, like, a PhD candidate.
That's what I'm
saying.
She's,
like, a sweet girl who, like, cares about animals and the environment. She's just trying to get by, you know?
Yeah, because I don't think it's someone who, like, is a... Because, like, so I think she physically has to do the labor. It's like she's like she's part of the brains behind it, but then there's some older scientist that's like, I'm not doing that.
Oh no. Oh man.
And so she like has to go in and has like, and you know, like has machinery and shit. Like that. I think this is where the comedy comes in.
No, you're right. You're right.
They can't skip over this part.
You're right. They can't gloss over it. Well, they shouldn't explicitly show these things. Excuse me, did you see Blackfish? I was scarred for like.
Well, I saw weeks. Blackfish. What happened?
So you watch it again. Anyway, so what they should do is like flash in, and then like you know she has to obviously do something uncomfortable, and then like you just see like the aftermath, like her like sitting in her apartment
in her locker
like,
room
eating like pasta
in the zoo in locker
Tupperware,
room
and like crying or whatever,
and like staring at an eggplant.
Yeah. She's like, I can't even eat it. Yeah. Or she's like, no, even better, she's like sitting next to like a toucan, and she's like, she's like, you know what I feel, you know, like, you get me.
You get it, right?
Jaw feel, yeah.
I think also, like, it could, I think there are different, like, either way, like, every time she goes in for the job, it, like, doesn't entirely show everything that happens, but then, like, it'll pan out, and, like, I think for one of them, it could be, like, her panning out to, like, describing her day to a date. You know, because
because her life outside of the zoo, we're also interested in.
Right. Because I think we come into meeting her as she's like, you know, it's almost like an Elle Woods in Legally Blonde. Like, she thinks, like, she's going to get married. She thinks she's going to propose to you. And then she, like, it's, like, dumped. And
yeah, she's
like,
got to be in, like, a just entering a shit phase at the beginning.
Yep. And then all of a sudden she gets this, like, new responsibility. It's like, oh, you know, we were going to talk to you about, you know, the things that are changing at work. And,
yeah.
And then she comes into work and, like, she finds out, like, this is newly a part of her, like, job description.
Yeah, and then it's, like, mirroring her emotional experience, which exactly. I think is the beauty of this idea.
Pathetic fallacy, if you will. Yeah, you heard it. Literary device.
Mensa! Where you at? You heard us, bitch! Dang!
She dropping knowledge! So, yeah.
Wait, what should we call this show?
Oh, God. There's so many good names. I feel like I don't know enough about...
Maybe it could be like... don't know enough about... Panda. Maybe it could be like two pandas' names.
Mm-hmm.
As like the title.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's dumb. She said it, and she immediately didn't like it.
Bao Bao and Ling. No, yeah, I think it...
Or it's like Bao Bao Ling and me.
Oh, wait. Bamboo shoots and leaves? Something like that? Come on, you get it, right? Like, shoots.
No, I got it.
You get it, right? Come on!
Oh, that's lowbrow. Lowbrow.
I think it has to be. We're like, it's a show about jacking off pandas.
Get out of here, man.
God, that's
Oh, I just don't want to think about jacking off animals, okay?
Well, that's her job.
I'm having, like, a nice day. Don't fuck with me.
I had a nice glass of wine.
A nice evening.
I had a nice bowl of Thai food.
But see, this is what we're experiencing right now. That's what she has to experience.
Exactly. She has to go home and eat that Thai food after what she did.
Poor girl.
Yeah. She she doesn't eat Asian takeout anymore. Yeah.
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
That's the name of the show. Anyway, we'll find it. Thank you so much, Claire MR, for this brilliant idea. And we encourage all of our listeners to tweet at us.
Tweedly deedly deed.
Love to hear your ideas.
What's our Twitter handle again?
Our Twitter handle is Episode Zero Podcast. It's Episode Zero with
episode.
A... Digit zero. With a digit, like you draw a circle. Mm-hmm.
And the same if you're looking this up on, I've had to explain this to almost all of my family members. Do not look for episode Z-E-R-O.
Episode digit zero.
Digit zero.
The ultimate aim is to release pandas back into the wild. To have any chance of success, Jiang and his team first have to build a large and viable breeding group in captivity. It's a well-known fact that breeding pandas in captivity is extremely difficult.
Okay, to end off our show, I just thought I would read a couple of, like, the ideas that I wrote down that didn't actually feel like they could be fully formed.
Okay.
But I still, like, love them.
Let the audience decide.
Yeah, I'll take it out of my hands.
What if you just run with one of these?
Yeah, tweet at us how we can develop these ideas. So the first thing I wrote down was something about the Count from Sesame Street.
Mm.
This is also one of these, like, things that I wrote down that I'm not really sure what I meant, or, like, I don't really remember the context.
Yeah.
But I just, like, want more of that character in my life. I want, like, that, like, one, two, three.
Like he should have a spinoff.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. like something about his life. Yeah. Like, we don't know anything about him. All we know is that he counts. You know, like,
yeah, I think that there's a real character waiting there.
I want something with him.
Okay.
I also wrote down a show called Saucy. And then I wrote about a woman who makes sauce, question mark. And then I wrote, she has an eat, pray, love thing, but it goes terribly wrong, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Or she has, like, some sort of, like, organic sauce company that, like, takes off. I don't know if you remember that movie, like, from the 90s. And now I'm totally going to blank on this actress's name.
Describe.
It's this movie where, like, she makes baby food. And she, like, gets really successful. And she's, like, a woman in a man's workplace. And, like, she takes over with this amazing, like, homemade baby food company. And she gets really successful and, like, blah, blah, blah. She's, like, divorced. It was like, yeah, it was like in the 90s. It was like, she's so amazing. Like, she's a
beautiful. It was like starring Melanie Griffith. Like,
no, this was, oh my God. Ugh, the one, she's in, like, I'm not even going to go through this process right now. But anyway.
Let's make everyone sick of this.
But like, Saucy is okay. Like, it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. But she's like...
Does her name sound kind of like that? Like, is her name Sassy?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe her name is, like, Sharon. And she's like, well, I can't call it Sharon Sauce. What should I call it? And then she's like, Sassy. And it's like this amazing organic sauce. And, like, you know, like, all of a sudden, like, artisanal little grocery stores mm-hmm. are like, this is so great. We yeah. love it.
And it, like, helps like, her, what? Like, rebuild a relationship with her kids.
Yeah.
Like, her kids thought she was so friggin' lame.
Mom, you're so lame. You're just like...
Mom, there's sauce all over the house.
All you do is, like, buy organic tomatoes and, like, bitch about your love
life.
I'm
like, I was trying to fucking skateboard and, like, I can't because there's too many boxes of friggin' tomatoes everywhere. But then, like, she becomes, like, a sauce celebrity.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden her son's like...
Which is a thing. A sauce celebrity.
A sauce celebrity.
Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. like the Giada of sauces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, her
she's
son
on TV, she's
is
taking
like,
off.
Mom!
Yeah. He's like, Mom, I love your rigatoni dish.
Cool.
Yeah. Mom, you're saucy.
Hey, Mom, my friends wanted to know if they could have some of your sauce.
And I love you.
And I love you.
I guess.
And then he gets his own spinoff.
This is a test, eh? This is a test, eh? This is a test on the sound. Don't get any ideas.
This is what I sound like from this distance. And this is what I sound like from this distance. How do we...
This is
what I'm saying.
How's
your voice?
I'm so stupid.